Hey guys, Kyle Wheeler here. Welcome to Reflection. I've got another clipisode here for you. Before we jump into the audio, though, I just gotta say, when I started doing this, I did not imagine that I would be recording narration sitting on a bench in the Mineral Point Trail just outside of Sandpoint, Idaho, staring at the most beautiful nature. But anyways, here I am. Anyhow, today's clipisode, I've got some clips from a gentleman named Dominic that I met in Eugene, Oregon. And he's another traveler. And something that I'm finding as I'm traveling is that I meet a lot of homeless people, traveler type people. And I don't want to make judgments necessarily, but something that I'm finding is that homeless people are everywhere. And it's really easy for us to kind of ignore them in our everyday lives. But as I've been doing this, they're just there. They're always there. They're always available. There's always somebody that's ready to talk and wanting to talk and ready to share their story that's just outside hanging out. Anyways, I met Dominic at the library in Eugene, Oregon, and he just started sharing some things with me. And so some of the clips today are a little bit of his story of hitting rock bottom and the moment that that looked like. Anyways, here it is.
Just a couple quick things before we dive into the clips. One is that as I talked to Dominic, he swore a lot. I've edited out the majority of the swearing. However, there are a couple places where taking out the swear word just made it so that the sentence didn't make any sense. I have beeped over such places so that the idea is still there, but you don't have to hear the swear words. If you're sensitive to cussing, I just want you to be aware of that. The other thing is that there is some talk about drugs and alcohol. And then one last thing is just the audio quality is a little bit poor. He and I talked in a cafe at a library, so there's going to be cafe noises in the background. I've tried to soften those a bit, but also we were just sitting at a table that Dominic was bumping up against quite a bit, and so there's just those noises in the background. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Where were you? Where were
you? So you had this rock bottom there.
Oh, okay. So I'm facing 3 to 6 years.
Okay.
Right. So that's the max.
Gotcha.
A 1 to 4. The judge told me they were giving you the deal is 6 years probation. I was naive. If they're throwing 6 years probation on you for a maximum 36-year charge, that means they don't got nothing on you. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, probation, you know, but I jumped all over it. I was like, yes, I know what I'm
doing. You're just like, don't want to go. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'll do this. I'll get the 6 years done. I lasted 3 months, bro. Got $600, the love of my life, I didn't know at the time, right? The street girl. And we went to her dad's pot farm in California. It's her dad's pot farm, and I helped build the foundations. I went to some network.
Okay, yeah.
On one of the buildings he was building there. So we went to a lot of festivals, had a lot of fun, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was a really good time, but I was on the run.
Okay.
So I asked him, hey, you want to go to Florida? I was about to see us at Miami.
Let's just do it.
Right. And I told her, look, there's going to be, like, probably some really hard times. I mean, like, sleeping, like getting rained on. Like, you,
yeah.
You just roll over and go back to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, and she was down, dude. It was hella cool. But she was, like, my lucky charm. Like, we traveled with these dudes with the illusion. Are you familiar with illusion perception?
Uh-uh.
I present an illusion to you and for you to perceive, right?
Okay.
I want to control your perception.
Gotcha.
I do that by knowing how you think. And in the most simplest terms. You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
Like, backpacks, that's a big one. You know what I mean? No matter how clean you look or not, you walk into, say, so with a backpack, you need to ask to use the restroom. You know,
okay.
Only. Going there without a backpack, and put on a certain illusion, and you talk it a certain way.
That changes the whole perception of things. Okay.
Usually, yeah. So that's the illusion perception. You know
okay.
what I mean? First 5 seconds, you already got kind of a... And it takes time for that to switch over to who they really are.
Okay? Gotcha.
That takes time.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's really important the way you look. Like right now, this is horrible. I don't give a shit because I'm doing a cycle right now. I'm having fun. You know?
Yeah.
I was up hanging out with people, you know, doing my own thing. And I take care of myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't have no problems. I mean, nobody is eating. Besides like, good people every now and then. But, I mean, I'm for the most part, so fine.
Yeah.
And so we get to Florida. Like, we get to Venice.
Okay.
California, you know.
Right.
We hung out in Hollywood for a while, acting with tourists and stuff, having a good time. And we catch a ride from Venice all the way to Florida.
Wow.
Tampa Bay. Yeah.
Right on.
We had just had Hustle Gas the whole time, and I had done that before there. Yeah. So, good gas. We get there, and I'm on the wrong side of Florida, right?
Right.
I'm looking everywhere for a beach.
The CSI You're on the Miami Gulf beach. Coast side.
We're on the wrong side of the state, man. So... We both had a job at this like knockoff Hooters place, and like one day it was just like shut down, right? So
okay,
McDonald's looking for jobs, and blam, the National Everglades Forest.
Okay, yeah,
right,
yeah.
The very most bottom tip of the landmass of Florida you can get to.
My apartment was right on the like
in Florida. That's $1 billion. It's expensive.
It's expensive to be there for sure.
And I'm a white trash kid. You know what I mean? It was perfect. It was the best time of my life. This time right now.
Yeah.
This is the highlight of my whole life.
Okay.
Right here.
Yeah.
I learned to sail because I thought I was on the run.
Right? Oh yeah, yeah.
I thought that maybe I could sail across the Atlantic plain. So I bought a 17-foot vagabond. I was gonna cross the Atlantic and dude, I was dead serious. I was down my.
Like, I gotta do what I gotta do.
So, there's two captains that were working there, both of which realized that if they didn't teach me, I was going to most likely die out there. So they gave me the paperwork, and they taught me, how to sail.
Yeah.
And I'm really bad with remembering names like that, you know what I mean? So when I'm like, you're on my boat, you know, I'm like, grab that and move it. And they're like...
The thing was the thing.
Yeah. Right, dude? But it is exhilarating, and that became my new passion. That became priority over me. But remember, I'm trying to change my character at this point. I mean, because my rock bottom, I was like, dude, you know what I mean?
Right.
This is not a good person, you know? Good,
yeah, well, I don't do like something differently. Yeah.
So, I started seeking on it subconsciously. We call it seeking. Right? And at the time of my line, we were at the Keys with my future girlfriend. And we went skinny dipping, went to bar, drank, and then I drank to blackout. Somebody gave me a bottle of liquor. I sat there and sipped on it until I blacked out. The moment I black out, dude, it's high. Some chick says, my birthday. I said, all right, come here. And then she can, I kissed her, right? And so we're fighting. This is a story. I don't know what really happened because I don't remember my blackout.
Yeah, you're like, it's right. What I hear.
Right. So, and then we get in a fight. I go outside for a cigarette. My girlfriend goes out to confront me. I spit in her face.
Oh, no.
Like, you know what I mean? Like... And she said, and she did what any righteous woman would do. It's you, dude. You know, going back to my big house in South Lake Tahoe. Right? Oh, man, don't give me. Yeah, I was in Key West, dude, right?
Like, just lost, bro. Yeah, it was like, I didn't realize.
I mean, drunk. I've never been so drunk in my life. I started a nice drinking pattern, but I mean, I'm talking like in paradise, Key West.
Just tossed.
Just tossed, crying, kissing, throwing up, doing a little rub, begging. I kept telling my boss. I was getting on the wrong bus. He just kept taking me back to Key West. He was like, come and pick you up, bro. It's been 3 days. They picked me up, like, hey, you need a shower. You got to... I'm like, am I fired? And you're like, no, dude, come on. You're the hardest worker we got here. So, but yeah, man. So, they brought me home, and it was f***ed up because we were moving from one side to another. Because we share... It's a studios that share...
Oh, right, right.
A bathroom.
Right, right.
So I went to move over to, we were halfway moved over. So when I got home, dude, nothing was familiar. I started DTing. I never DTed before.
Ooh.
So I started getting really confused, right? Going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
Like not understanding.
And then, like, I was getting, like, really, really panicky and confused. I'm like, what's happening in my body? I'm like, is it somebody poisoning me because I drank something? I'm like, and then I look over at the dog that was her dog. I didn't like this dog, you know what I mean? But it looks at me and, like, senses that something's wrong with me, right? And starts growling at me, you know?
Oh,
like,
no.
So, I was like, that was the DT. And when I was, it was just, became a depression. Well, I mean, I've been depressed my whole life, really, in a sense. So it began a new reason to be depressed.
Oh, and, gotcha.
And soon after that happened, you mean I was messing around with a few different girls there. The place, it wasn't much fun anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean, tour season died. I mean, I'm stuck in the middle of the Everglades with, I mean, beer.
Right. Right? Like, what is there to do?
The last thing I did, dude, was I was out on a canoe, trying, drunk, saying, yo-ho-ho, paddling against the wind, dude. I'm up against the wall, seawall, because it's so strong, you go nowhere, dude. And I'm like, I remember as I'm playing with the like, sea life down there, down at the seawall.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, right, the forest rangers and a car load of feds, right, it, talking riot gear, right? I'm like, what do you guys got all that on for? They're like, oh, we were in training. That's some serious firefighting. And the forest ranger's like, yeah, we thought you were somebody else. Dude, we've been living together for 2 years in the
right.
same area.
Right.
You know exactly who you're coming down to get. Here I am getting shackled up. I don't feel nothing. You know, it's like, here it goes. 6 years. 3 to 6, I'd probably do like 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, ain't this. It's past depression. It's just like.
Yeah, like you kind of just go numb almost, I'm sure.
Fear was no longer an option. In county, before I went on the run, it was almost, like I said, sometimes it feels like a guiding hand somehow, or like maybe
yeah.
what I want is making it manifesting events. But, I mean, the most ridiculous situations arose to where it was in paralyzed fear. And I mean, I was in fear my entire life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My entire life. That's like a companion. That's my little boy. Fear. You know what I mean?
We gotcha.
And it became ended up going to a hole, right? Because I wouldn't tell on a guy that would have killed me if I did, you know what I mean?
Right, like, so, I can't do this.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in the hole, dude. Comes to find out, though, until the court date happens, he finds out who did it. He's an Aryan. He's just having every. Not killed, just...
Yeah, just getting roughed up.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, everybody that was involved. I mean, this was, like, a live... I've yet to meet a guy, I think, it was my bunkie. That's why they wanted me to snitch on him, was because my bunkie was the one that he went in there. My bunkie provoked the guy, right?
Oh.
He was smaller than me.
He was good.
He went in there, hit him a couple times, and his face was, like, a pumpkin, bro.
Oh.
Bleeding out his eyes, his ears, and all his teeth were knocked
just
out.
Messed.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody get, and this kid was so crazy.
Yeah,
I had to make a decision, man. In the hole, you get out to take a shower, and you funk hole an hour a day out of yourself.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time reading. I mean, I've read probably 5 books a day, dude, on self-help, the mind, religion, philosophy. You know what I mean? It was, I want to write as I needed it.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Right as my mind, like, understood one concept, on the book cart would be something, you know what I mean, pushing me along.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So, it was really, really cool.
Music used in this clip episode was by Ars Sonore. If you want to find more information about where to find their music or about their licensing info, check us out on soundcloud.com. Look up Reflection Podcast. We'll have all the information in the episode content. Thanks for listening.